people respond to the broadcast in whichever way they so desire, and then it gets incorporated into the next broadcast, etc. And then at the end, there's a big party on December 10th where everybody's work is shown. So, for instance, if listening to Captain Beefheart makes you want to drink, then drink and take a picture of yourself drinking. And or if you want to... Yeah. Any of the above, then just like document it and give me the photo and I'll stick it up on the wall. Or if you want to make a piece, then that's good or whatever. But I'm going to play the very first contribution to the cause that my friend Kyle Forrester made that is questionable quality, but of, well, meaning. So here it is. Hold on. Yeah, he did actually. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Come in.
Hello.
Is it working?
Hello. Oh, it's working really a lot.
Okay.
Let me see. If I put it right here. Wow.
Okay.
Again, this is Kyle Forrester responding to this very broadcast. As we were setting up.
Okay.
Okay, so push stop when you want it to stop.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ahem. This is a short song entitled Tiana Transmission.
There it is.
Tiana Transmission on the airwaves. Wearing the dress that I insulted one time, then later complimented. I think that's good luck. The dress went from being unattractive to being good looking. I think there's a lesson in that for everybody. You better listen up, getting late now in the restroom. Talk about it.
So that was Kyle Forrester's contribution to the cause. Thank you, Kyle Forrester. What do you guys in the room think about this?
Yeah, I like your dress.
Yeah. Even though it was insulted once. Okay. Kyle Forrester is playing a show at Tommy's. He just popped in a bit ago and left. Who are you guys that just walked in?
People that came earlier.
did you guys? And you're, oh, that's good. What have you been drinking?
Drinking beer.
Yeah, what kind of beer?
Mostly Bass. A variety.
Okay, sorry. So now I'm going to play. Yeah, read a public announcement while I'm getting my shit together.
Thank you for the brilliant idea. I'm organizing the neighborhood of Williamsburg. Well, a lot of people are organizing the neighborhood of Williamsburg because the city has put forth a rezoning plan that's going to seriously fuck the neighborhood. They're going to put 34 high-rise buildings all along the waterfront with no guarantee of affordable housing. They're not going to increase the park space. They're not going to increase the subway or anything. So there'll be all of these more people living in the neighborhood without the infrastructure to support them, plus no more affordable housing. And people will be flipping their properties.